Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, when will we stop believing the lies? When will we stop? We're being lied to on a daily basis by the very people that we have elected to run this country, by the very experts that have been touted to tell us information, vital information. And yet we believe it. Now, if you listen to this show, maybe you don't believe it. Maybe you're one of those people, those rare people, who say, I'm going to do my own research. I'm going to think for myself. But unfortunately, the vast majority of people believe what they're told by our media, by our top physicians, by everybody. They hear it, they believe it. TV can't lie. The internet can't lie. And we're going to get to exactly some of the lies you've been told recently. And boy, you've been told some whoppers. But a little while before I came on the air, I was struck by a story that I have to relate to you because it does tie in with lies that we're being told. A friend of mine who lives in Georgia actually went into a Trader Joe's with a face shield. For those who don't know what a face shield is, I guess it's one of those plastic visors that come down over your face, and was told, this is not enough. You must also wear a mask. If you choose not to wear a mask, you will be given a red flag on your cart to show that you refused to wear a mask, basically making you a target for every person who believes that you're trying to kill them if you're not wearing a mask. Now, I want to tell you something, folks. I'm not an anti-masker in the sense that I'm not going to sit here and tell you they don't work at all. I don't know if they work. I've been told they do. I've been told they don't. I don't know. My sense is they probably don't. My sense is most of them could probably do you more damage than good. Maybe if you have an N95 mask, but aside from that, cloth masks you wear at a dollar store, I'm pretty sure it doesn't do you any damn good. But having said that, you are now a target. You're walking down the aisle of a grocery store with a red flag on your cart so every person can say, look at that guy trying to kill me. Now think about this for a minute. I've been in many, many, many social situations. I've been in places where I'm shoulder to shoulder with people, concert venues, sporting events. I've never had anyone sneeze in my face. I've never had anyone cough directly in my face. Ever in my lifetime, I've never had it. And I've never seen anyone just bark at the moon and cough into the sky without covering their face with their elbow or their shirt or whatever they're doing. That's just common good manners. So what's the difference whether I cough into my sleeve of my shirt or my mask? Please tell me, what's the difference? Your body does not emit vapors that actually cause people to catch COVID. They say, well, if you sneeze or if you cough or if you talk loud and you spit when you talk. Well, if you're 6 foot away from people and you're practicing social distancing anyway, what really is that need? Well, they could pass you in the aisle. And what are you going to do, cough right in their face? Highly unlikely. But even given the fact that maybe it will help. How dare you make someone wear the red badge of shame on their cart? Here is a little red flag for you. You're a bad boy. Let's let all the other people in this store know exactly where you stand. Are you kidding me? Now, my friend rightly says this is where Nazi Germany started. This is absolutely correct. Hitler shaming the people, putting the star on them, right? Come on, folks. If I see somebody in a store and they're not wearing a mask, then I have a couple of options, don't I? If I'm a firm believer in mask wearing, I have a couple of options. One is I steer clear of them. Two is I assume they're not going to sneeze on me or spit on me. But we have gotten to the point now where we are so fearful that we think just passing somebody is enough. Oh, I passed somebody that didn't wear a mask. I may have COVID. Folks, I want everybody to be careful. I want everybody to be somewhat fearful of catching this. I don't want you to be led by fear. I don't want your common sense to leave the building just because you might be fearful. If you are really and truly that scared, you probably should stay home. That would be my advice. I wouldn't recommend someone who's scared of a mosh pit goes to a heavy metal concert because you're going to get in the mosh pit. If you don't want to get in the mosh pit, don't go. At the end of the day, folks, you have to make decisions for yourself and you have to let other people make decisions for themselves. And it's one thing if that store said, okay, well, if you're refusing to wear it, fine. Now, if that store legitimately said you can't even come in, well, that's a private business. I guess they could do that. Just like you can say, if you don't wear a tie or whatever, you can't get into this restaurant. That's their business. You could refuse that customer. I'm not necessarily against that if that's what you want to do. But the one thing you aren't going to be able to do is put a red flag on their cart. And by the way, this person was being socially conscious. They're wearing a face guard. That's not enough now? What happens when they say one mask isn't enough? Prove you're wearing two masks. Prove to me that two masks is any better than one mask or that one mask does any good at all. We haven't had all the studies showing it. You know what they say? Well, it's like a seatbelt. Oh, it's like a seatbelt. Well, I've been in 3 car accidents in my life. None of them were my fault. All 3 of them. If I were wearing my seatbelt, I would be dead. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. One, I was hitting the driver's side, and I was able to throw myself to the passenger side before impact, and the driver's side door almost touched the passenger side seat. That would have been my rib cage. I would have been dead. According to the police officer, I would have been dead. Now, I can probably tell you stories where people have had their life saved by seatbelts. And that's fine, too. But I'm against the law of that because it should be a choice. Now you're saying, oh, but it's somebody else's life. It's somebody else's life if you're not wearing a mask. Well, my assumption is you're not going to sneeze in somebody's face. My assumption is you're not going to cough in somebody's face. My assumption is you're not going to talk to somebody with your nose right underneath their nose. I was taught as a child you sneeze into your arm. My goodness. Your freedoms are being taken away little by little, folks. We're going to get into it. But we're mostly going to get into the lies you're being told. I'm going to take a phone call right away, which I normally do not do, but I will this time. Caller, you there? I guess not. So let me go on with this a little bit. Lie number one, Georgia. Let's stick with Georgia, the great state of Georgia, which is now red flagging your carts. It's like the sneeches on the beaches, right? Do you have a star in your belly or don't? The great state of Georgia comes up with a law that is going to secure your vote a little bit. And what is it met with? This is racist. This is purposely designed to limit the voting. You're being lied to. I mean, you're being flat out lied to. I live in the state of New York. According to the new Georgia law, you have longer to submit your absentee ballot than I do in New York. A Democrat-run state. Oh, it's not long enough. Well, how come you're not picketing New York then? Oh, we can't possibly do this because you have to show ID. I have to show ID if I got to buy spray paint. And by the way, New Jersey says you have to show ID. Virginia says you have to show ID. California says you have to show ID. How come you're not picketing them? You at least have to have the last four numbers of your Social Security or your driver's license. How come you're not going crazy about them being racist? Oh, because they have a D in your little book. That's a Democrat state. That's okay. You're being lied to about Georgia. There's nothing in the new Georgia voter bill that's outrageous or racist or limits your voting. All it's saying is show some ID so we can prove who you are. That's it. And for that, what happens? Major League Baseball goes nuts. Coca-Cola goes nuts. Major League Baseball has some nerve. Why don't you go buy a ticket? Go buy a ticket to a Major League Baseball game and say, I'll pick it up when I get there. Buy it online. Go buy your ticket online. And you wait and see. When you get there, they're going to say, do you have ID? You're not getting this ticket unless you have ID. So I guess Major League Baseball is racist because they've broken their own rule. Or is it more important that they give the ticket to the right person than we actually know who's voting for the person who's going to run this country? Because it's got to be one or the other. Major League Baseball has no room to talk. So you pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Why do you do that? That's his punishment. That's just punishment. Just like the little red flag on the cart is punishment. Oh, you're not cooperating with our scheme to be able to ballot harvest, to be able to get dead people to vote, to be able to ship people from other states to vote. You're not cooperating with our scheme, so you've been bad. So here's the little red flag on your cart. You're not getting the All-Star game this year. Maybe we'll put it in California, who has the same exact law. Maybe we'll put it in New York, who has the same exact law. The Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame is in New York. We have the same exact law. As a matter of fact, our law is more strict. We have less time for absentee balloting, less. So Major League Baseball is full of it. They bowed to pressure being put on them. Simple as that, because there's nothing in this law, and I read it all, that in any way, shape, or form impedes anyone from voting except that you have to show some ID. You're going to tell me, oh, there's so many minorities that don't have ID. Okay, well then, if you really believe that, which I do not, because then how do they have a bank account? How do they buy liquor if they want to buy liquor? How do they cash a check? You can't. So I don't even buy that. But if I did buy that, then how about instead of boycotting the state of Georgia, how about you start a program by which if you do not have any ID, folks, we will help you get it free of charge. I'd be for that. I'm all for it. Step forward if you don't have ID. If the Democrats want to have a program in which they say anyone who is interested in voting, please, now's the time. We'll help you get your ID. That's fine. Then have that program. Oh, but you don't want that. Because then you can't cheat. And that's exactly what they're looking to do, folks. It's exactly what they're looking to do. So just like the All-Star game is being pulled away, that's the little red flag on the card of my friend. You've been bad. You need to be punished, humiliated in public. Yeah, this is the Nazi party. This is the way they operated. Oh, but the lies don't stop there. The lies don't stop there. The next thing we hear is the Biden administration literally has the hubris to say, The border's closed. We've closed the border. You've closed the border? So what is it that I'm seeing on television exactly, if you've closed the border? Why am I seeing tens of thousands of people flooding into this country? You're lying. You have not closed the border. But I'll tell you something else you're lying about. You're lying when you say, well, we know that there's a little bit of a problem, but we're working to correct it. No, you're not, because this is exactly what you want. You see, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt that they say, oh, we're so stupid, we said surge the border, and they did it. And more came than we thought, so now we got a little bit of a problem. No, no. They knew damn well what they were doing. This is what they want. Because their whole goal is to flood the state of Texas and maybe Arizona with a new voting base. So when the 2024 elections come up, you got two states that are probably, they can attempt to flip blue. That's what they want. This is not by accident, folks. If you think this is by accident, then how come someone even as dumb as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would go to the border, cry, make sure the camera's on me when I cry. I'm crying. See how sensitive I am? There are children in cages. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Because you're not smart enough to know that the Obama administration built those cages. You only represent the voting constituency of one of the biggest states in the world, but you don't know that Obama built those cages, right? If that's what you want to call them. But even if he didn't, a tenth of the population that's in them now, and now, oh, well, I don't see a problem. And then when she's called on it, yes, you're right. It is inhumane, and it is barbaric, but it's not Joe's fault. It's the border's fault for not having better facilities. It's ICE's fault. Oh, I see. So now you're going to admit there is a problem at the border and people are being treated in a horrible manner, but it is not the president's fault. Is anything Joe Biden's fault? Anything at all? Is anything at all that's going to happen in this country in the next 4 years going to be Joe Biden's fault? The answer, the short answer is no. They will find a way to blame it on anyone and anything they can, even you. Even you. Well, it's the American people's fault. Don't believe me? Well, let me give you an example. Oh, the gas prices didn't go up because of Joe Biden. How dare you be so stupid to say something like that, even though they skyrocketed weeks after he took office. No, no, it's because more of the country opened up and there was a higher demand for gasoline. Supply and demand, that's why. Except that if you go back, let's forget about the COVID year. If you go back to 2018, how come gas didn't go up when there was the demand, when summer came and more people were traveling? How come gas didn't skyrocket? Answer me that question. Oh, this always happens, supply and demand. Well, when the supply was high and the demand was high, how come gas didn't go up then? And you say, well, it happens every summer, really? How about the summer of 2018? I don't remember it happening. How was it 2017? I don't remember it happening because it didn't. And then you have Obama administration officials saying the American people are not paying enough taxes on that gas. We need to raise those gas taxes. And the American people just have to understand this is the price of fuel. Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not his fault, right? You've got people in the oil industry saying the second he cut the pipeline, which ended in Texas, by the way, we were out of a job. And then we were told you can't drill on certain federal land. We're out of jobs. We're a million barrels down a day. Of course the price is going to go up. You limited the supply and the ability to supply the country. But that's not Joe's fault. Those damn American people, they're not paying enough. They got to pay more of their fair share. How much are the illegal aliens going to pay that's coming over here? And yes, that's what they are. They're illegal aliens. Don't give me crap about it. I'll call them what I want, because that's another thing you people do. You try to change what a word means. Now surge is racist. Surge is racist, and Joe Biden's a racist, because that's exactly what he said. He said surge the border. During his primary speech, he said surge the border. So Joe Biden's a racist then. By your very definition, Joe Biden's a racist, because surge is obviously a racist word. Except if you look it up in the dictionary, Einstein, you'll find out what the definition is, and that's exactly what's happening at the border. That's the exact definition of it. Oh, but you changed the definition of words, right? Racism now is anybody who disagrees with a liberal. Well, the only reason you're doing that is because you're racist. Anything can be racist now. Apparently, even a highway. because under the new Obama, because that's, I think, who's running the country at this point. But under the Biden administration and his new infrastructure bill, a highway will be torn down that a woman has declared racist. Yes, you heard me right. It's a racist highway because it inconveniences a black community with its noise and its traffic jams. It's an inanimate object, but it's racist. Well, the highway itself isn't, but the people who put it there, they did that on purpose. Oh, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. The word racism doesn't even mean anything anymore. You watered down the word to the point it doesn't mean anything. You're the ones who did that. See, you changed the definition of everything, but when someone on the right tries to change the definition of something, you can't do that. Oh, how dare you have a rebel flag up? You know that what that means? We hate black people and we wish they were still in chains. No, that's not what it means at all. Because much like you changed the word gay to mean something, you changed the word surge, you changed racism into something it's not, over the course of time, the rebel flag evolved into meaning Southern pride. You honestly think the Dukes of Hazzard were racist? The people who put that TV show on were all liberals. You honestly think all these bands, these Southern rock bands who used it on their cover was saying, we hate the blacks? Come on. You know that the definition of that changed. You don't care. Because you can change the definition of what something means. But the right can never do that. So now for all the people who said, it's not Biden's fault that the gas went up. Well, what more proof do I have than the Biden administration saying you're not paying your fair share? But before everybody thinks they're just cold people who really believe that, they don't believe that. They want gas to be unaffordable. Because when gas is unaffordable, you will say, I have no choice. I have to move to an electric car. I have to move to something else. Because they've made gas so unaffordable, I have no choice. That's what they want. It's going to happen with meat. You wait and see. Let me put on my Nostradamus hat. It's not going to be a year before you see the price of meat rise to the point you say, I can't afford a pound of hamburger. And you know what they're going to say? Well, we do have substitutes that are just as good. And by the way, it's much better for you. It's much better for the environment. Much, much better. Kind of like the masks are better for the environment because you're breathing in your own carbon monoxide. It's not going out into the ozone layer. Much like closing everything down is better for the environment because you're not driving your car everywhere anymore. Much like mandating different states to say you got to be in 14-day quarantine if you come into this state because nobody will go into that state because obviously they don't want to quarantine for 14 days, so there's no point in jumping in my car and heading somewhere. Isn't it funny how all the things that COVID has restricted also seem to help the Green New Deal very much? Isn't that just an amazing coincidence? Not breathing out your evil fumes anymore. You're not taking your cars on long trips anymore. Can't afford the gas, even if you wanted to. Very odd, huh? COVID just seems to be the best friend of the Green New Deal. It's absolutely outrageous. And if they're so worried about COVID, this is the thing. If we were in the midst of something so deadly, why are you admitting more people into this country? Would this not be the time that you say all borders are completely closed? We can't let even one person in. We're having a pandemic here. Excuse me. We're going to have to fix this first before we continue with this immigration system. So my friend can't get into a Trader Joe's without a mask, but you can get into this country. That's not a problem. You can sleep in a pod. It's not prison cells anymore. It's not cages. Now they're pods. You can sleep in one of these pods meant for 250 people when there's 1,100 people in them, shoulder to shoulder. That's no problem. But you better not go down the aisle of Trader Joe's just wearing a face shield, because if you do, you're going to have to wear a little red flag on your cart so the world can see you have bucked the system. You're the enemy of the state. It's outrageous. It's like the Scarlet Letter, for God's sake. What the hell is going on? And you don't see this? You're being lied to every single day. From the minute this administration took office, Joe Biden said, well, there wasn't even a vaccine until I took office. Joe, we have video of you taking the vaccine during the actual election. See, there's such a thing called videotape, Joe. I never said I'd end fracking, except we have you on tape saying fracking ends. I never encouraged anybody to come to the United States, except we have you on tape saying surge the border. The distribution of the vaccine is at an all-time rate that has never been under the Trump administration, was never like this. Well, number one, you said there was no vaccine, Joe. So what was Trump supposed to distribute if there wasn't a vaccine? So you've already admitted you lied. But you lied again because it's the exact same rate. The exact same rate. Oh, but it gets better. Hunter Biden, his son, writes a book. Story of my life as what? I don't know. As a crack-smoking pedophile? But I guess somebody wants to read that book because he's the president's son, right? So he gets on television, proud as he can possibly be, and he's asked one hard question by a journalist who knows that her career is over if she doesn't at least ask this one question. No follow-up, though. Was that your laptop? And he says, you know, I honestly don't know. I'm not saying it wasn't. It could have been. But it may not have been, too. I don't know. I don't remember that. Well, that's interesting because you just wrote your biography. And you remembered intimate details of your life from 20 years ago, but you don't remember if your laptop was dropped off? You don't remember if you're missing a laptop? And you expect the American people to believe that? And you're going to say that with a straight face? And there's no follow-up question. The reporter doesn't say, well, in anticipation of this interview, I got a copy of the receipt that you had to sign that you left your laptop there. Is that your signature? Does that look like your signature? Or, well, are you missing a laptop? When you walked into your office, did you say, well, I got a laptop missing? You don't know that. You don't know that. Or how do you think it comes to be that you're hired at a high position in a company that you don't even speak the language and you have no experience in? How do you think that came to be? Hunter, don't you find that curious? Because I think if I walked into, I don't know, IBM and said, I want a job here, and they said, well, do you have any experience with computers? And I said, no. And by the way, I don't speak English. They'd say, well, you know, I don't know what you're going to do. You ain't going to work here. Come on, folks. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. And worse than that, our own, for lack of a better word, I guess you're going to call them law enforcement agencies. They're not anymore. Our own law enforcement agency, the top one, the FBI, they're lying to you. I don't know. I'm not saying every single FBI agent. I'm saying the hierarchy of the FBI. Hunter Biden lied on his gun permit. He said, I have never taken any drugs. That is a felony. If you did it, you would be in jail. They didn't even investigate. As a matter of fact, they covered it up. They covered it up, folks. And basically, they're admitting it. They're just waving it in your face now. They're saying there's no point of even trying to cover this up. There are two different tiers of justice. So what? What are you going to do about it? Peon? You going to rise up against the machine? I'll tell you what. We'll just make pot legalized so you can go get high. Don't worry about it. You don't worry about the machine. You're powerless anyway. How will you stop us? You're right. Hunter should be in jail. He's not. So what? What are you going to do about it? Yeah, we have a video of him smoking crack. Big deal. Yeah, he lied on his gun permit. Big deal. Yeah, he used his dad's office as vice president to enrich himself. Big deal. Yeah, he gave Joe a kickback. Big deal. Who are you? Yeah, there's probably underage girls on his computer naked. Big deal. But boy, let you do it. And you'll pay the ultimate price. So while Hunter Biden is free to do whatever he wants, my friend can't walk into a supermarket with a face shield. He has to have a mask or he gets red flagged. He's the enemy of the state. Not Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's not the enemy of the state. His dad is the president. He uses that office to enrich himself, break every law we possibly can think of to break. And then Joe Biden, oh, well, he's an adult. I can't stop him from doing what he wants to do. No, you're right. If Hunter Biden smoked crack, I wouldn't be blaming it on Joe Biden. But if you're going to tell me that Joe Biden didn't get him his job in Burisma, you are nuts. You're an insane human being. I want you to walk into any organization that you dare walk into with zero experience and no grasp of their language and say, I want $10 million a year to work here. They would throw you out so fast, your head would spin. Not Hunter Biden. He got exactly what he asked for, didn't he? Wonder why. Wonder if it had anything to do with his dad being the vice president. Gee, there's a real mystery. But once again, you're being lied to, and Joe Biden says, I didn't do anything. The same Joe Biden that tells you that the DuPont mansion he got for $180,000. My house is worth more than that. $180,000, my ass. He won't want to tell you what the real number is, folks, because there ain't no way he could possibly have afforded it. Just like Susan Rice. Oh, I'm worth $50 million. From what? From what are you worth $50 million? You're worried about Donald Trump, who was rich before he got into office. You should be worrying about the people who were making $100,000 a year, and somehow they're multi-millionaires, if not billionaires. On a $100,000 a year salary. Amazing. Just amazing. I wish I knew how to do that. I wish I could have five houses and $8 million, $10 million, $12 million, $20 million in the bank on $100,000 a year, huh? I wish I could do that. Apparently, you have to be a politician. That's amazing. You're worried about the man who had money before he was in office. He actually lost money. Donald Trump actually lost money being the president. All these people seem to be filthy rich. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You're being lied to every single day. And now, you see, when you tell one lie, you got to tell another one to cover it up, and then another one, and then another one, and it gets to be a whole tangled web, right? Well, that's what's happening to the Democratic Party. They're not even Democratic Party anymore. I'm calling them the Socialist Party. That's what they are. They've told so many lies that now to cover up the lies they've already told, they got to tell more. And it gets just ridiculous, and it gets into fantasy land where you say no one in their right mind would believe this. When a man can stand in front of you, look you in the eye, and say, the border is closed. That is a man who will tell you anything. He thinks you are a complete and utter dolt or has zero respect for you. I mean, that's just ridiculous. There's a point where you just have to say, well, yeah, we got a little trouble here. No trouble here. Everything's just fine. Everything's just fine. You're even being lied to by the peons of their administration. When Ted Cruz went to the border, tried to get some video of these children in these holding facilities, packed in like sardines in a can, some crazy woman gets in front of them, tries to block the camera and says, please, please treat these children with dignity. Please don't take – now, she knows very well that you could easily block out the faces of those children when you air the video. If anyone was identifiable, you could easily blur it out. I mean, anyone who's in the media at all knows that. So please, That's not why she was trying to block the view. She was trying to block the view because she knew this is horrible. This is ridiculous conditions. And I don't blame them. I'm not blaming the people who are surging the border. I'm not even blaming the cartels. They're out to make money. They are ruthless. They're going to do whatever they want to do, including drop children over the wall, 13-foot wall, and they just throw a kid over the friggin' wall to land on the damn ground. But there's no crisis. I don't blame the cartels. They're making money hand over fist, thanks to Joe Biden. I don't blame the families who are making the trek, saying, I want a better life. Interesting, since this country is so racist and homophobic and horrible and evil and wicked that they would risk their lives to come here. If that's the case, why does that make Mexico? Mexico must be way worse than us, right? These people are willing to risk their lives to be here, while there are people here telling us this is the worst country in the world. We're terrible people. We're all evil, the majority of us. Now, I do blame, and I don't care what anybody says, I do blame the parents who hand over their children to a cartel member and says, get my child across the border. Are you insane? If I handed my kid in this country over to somebody I didn't even know and paid them to illegally smuggle them into somewhere, I would be arrested. And I got a newsflash for you. If I ever ran an orphanage or a school or a day camp or anything else or a camp, and I kept children in the condition that's on that border right now, I would be arrested. But there's no crisis and the border is closed. You don't believe that. Do you really believe that? Gas prices aren't rising because Joe Biden took office. It's just an unbelievable coincidence that the minute he took office, the gas prices skyrocketed by 25%. Amazing. Just a coincidence, that's all. You don't know what you're talking about. Hunter Biden got that job all on his own, even though he didn't speak the language, and he had absolutely no experience in the position they gave him. But, you know, that happens all the time, right? Oh, he remembers intimate details of his life enough to write a book from his childhood up, but he don't remember whether he left a laptop somewhere a few years ago for repair. Yeah, that makes sense. That happens all the time. Oh, COVID is so horrible that if you don't wear a mask on top of your face shield, you have to be red flagged, but nobody at the border needs to. And they can just come right through and go into the country with no masks and no COVID tests. Just go right on in. No problem. But if you go to church and you try to hold a church gathering, you'll be arrested or shut down. I think they should just call them riots. Call them political protests. I'm politically protesting in this church. We're not holding a sermon. We're holding a political protest. And then I guess they can't legally close them down, right? But you've been lied to a long time. Your eyes saw it. How come you can't wake up to it? I can show you a video of a CNN reporter standing in front of burning buildings. The city behind him is burning. It looks like a scene from Mad Max. And he says with a straight face, most of the protests here are peaceful, except the city behind you is burning. It's burning. I can show you the voter laws in New York, in California, in Virginia, in New Jersey, and all of them are less, all of them are more strict than what Georgia is proposing, but Georgia is racist for their new laws. And people just accept it because you know what? You're too lazy to go look up these laws. You're too lazy to go to your damn computer and say, well, let's see how racist it is. Let me check what California makes you do. Oh, gee, isn't that something? Let me check what New York makes you do. Oh, that's very similar. And when you realize you're being lied to, at what point do you stop trusting? If you come home and you find a strange person's hat or scarf or pocketbook, whether you're male or female or whatever, in your house, and your husband or wife says, I don't know. I don't know whose that is. Amazing. I don't know. Must be somebody who's in our house. Are you going to buy that, or are you going to say, no, somebody's in this house, and you were here? Who was it? Oh, not you. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, look. And the bed's all messed up, and I made it when I left. Hmm. Apparently they went to sleep in our bed. Maybe there's a little Red Riding Hood, huh? You can't be this stupid. You got to understand that when somebody lied to you once and you catch them in a lie, you know they're a liar, right? I've just pointed out that Joe Biden has lied to you 3 times. You can't argue it. He said there was no vaccine until he took office. That is a lie. I can prove it. I can prove it. He said he would not end fracking in any way, shape, or form. That was absolutely made up by Donald Trump. He ended it, folks. He lied. There's no crisis on the border. There's no surge. It's closed. That's a lie. Oh, well, unlike the last president, I won't let people starve to death. Children starve to death at the border. No one starved to death. That's a lie. Well, we don't just turn children around, throw them back over the wall and say, find your way home to die on the trek home. Nobody did that. We sent them home on a plane or a bus. No one did that. That's a lie. So you've been lied to continuously for 90 some odd days. At what point are you going to wake up and say, well, I can't trust anything that comes out of their mouth because these are proven lies. If someone lied to you that much in 90 days, would you ever trust them again? Then why do you trust this administration? They're lying to you. Now, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, they can take a flying leap because two people can play this game. I don't need to watch baseball. My life does not revolve around baseball. I am a huge New York Mets fan, and I have been since I could waddle around in diapers. I don't have to watch these games, and I'm not going to. I don't have to buy Coca-Cola, and I'm not going to. I'm not telling you not to, and I'm not suggesting they be forced out of business. That's the difference between the right and the left. I'll speak for myself and what I want to do personally. I'm not suggesting you do the same thing, much like with masks. You see, the left thinks they have the right to tell you what you need to do. I don't care if you're a man and you dress up in women's clothing and you say, my name is Arthur, but now I want to be called Alice. I'll call you Alice. That's your right. You can have your name be whatever your name is. You want to dress up in women's clothes? It's no skin off my nose. And I'll treat you the same way as I treat everybody else, and I think you should have the exact same rights as anybody else. But you do not get to tell me I must tell you you're a woman because you're not. Period. That's a lie. And I don't have to buy into a lie. You're a man in women's clothing. I'll treat you the same way I treat anybody else. You have a right to wear what you want. You have a right to call yourself what you want. You do not have a right to tell me I have to buy into it. Because then that's invading my rights. So technically speaking, if a person came along and thumbed their nose and said, I don't even believe COVID is real, which I do. I told you, I have a relative in my family who had it. I know it's real, and I know it can be deadly. But if someone theoretically was to come along and say, I don't buy it at all, and I'm not wearing a mask, that's their choice. And your choice is to stay far, far away from them if you're afraid, or not shop at that store if they allow that, or whatever it happens to be. But you don't have the right to tell someone what they must do. Now, I know people are going to say, well, you got to have a driver's license. Please, spare me. We have laws. Show me the law that says you have to wear a mask. Show me the actual law that's on the books. There isn't one. It's arbitrary. It's a mandate. That's all it is. It's a mandate. I don't even know how cops can arrest anybody. There's no law on the books. Show me the law. So you're being lied to, folks. And what's worse now is now you're being singled out. Now you're being ostracized. Now you're being shamed by the public. Now you're being, let me ask you a question. Is that, the store's going to say, well, no, see, here's the deal. If Spector comes in and says, you're not requiring people to wear masks, we can say, yeah, oh, no. That person has a red flag on their cart. They refused to wear a mask. It wasn't our doing. We were being conscientious. We didn't refuse them, but we told them they have to wear this flag. That's a lie. That's an absolute 100% lie. That's what they're going to say. But then if that's the truth, what happens if three or four people who are so crazed about this attack that person? What happens if they attack my friend? Well, then you're responsible, aren't you? You caused that by making them wear a red flag and showing the world they refuse to wear the mask. They're evil people. So if you attack them, that's okay, I guess, right? What happens if my friend was attacked? What happens if some nut said, you're trying to kill my grandmother and, you know, knifed him? Is the store responsible for my friend's injury or death because they made him wear a red flag? So don't tell me they're worried about, oh, we don't want to be responsible. You could be responsible. You could be responsible for my friend being attacked. Maybe they go out and flatten the tires of his car or key his car or do whatever, see where his car is. And that would be the store's responsibility because they red flagged them. People don't get it. There's no common sense anymore. It's like a joke. You're lied to blatantly and right in your face. And you say, oh, it's okay. It's all right. It must be the truth. They're saying it. The news media is lying to you every single day. Every single day they selectively edit some comment that a Republican politician made. Oh, we won't let the public hear that part. We'll only let them hear this part. So it makes you sound like you're saying something you're not saying. They just did it with Ron DeSantis again. They did it with Trump constantly. They even did it with Bush way back when. But the bottom line of the situation, and when it's proven, when you show the exact unedited tape to someone, instead of them saying, like they should, son of a bitch, I was lied to. I don't appreciate that. I'm not going to listen to this network anymore. They say, oh, well, I don't like them, so I don't care. That's the new attitude. If I don't like them, it's okay. So I guess if you didn't like the Jews, it was okay to exterminate them, right? If you didn't like the blacks, it was okay to enslave them, right? That's okay, as long as it's my enemy, as long as it's people I don't like. You see, if tomorrow a right-leaning news company showed a clip of Joe Biden saying something and I found out that they edited it, and when I listened to the real clip, it wasn't at all what he really was saying, I would never listen to that news company again, ever. Or at least that particular show. I would say absolutely not happening because I was lied to. My God, there are people who say, well, my best friend lied to me. I found out my best friend lied to me about something, so I kicked them to the curb. Oh, but you won't kick your politicians to the curb for doing the same damn thing 10 times in 90 days? Come on, folks. This is outrageous. Kamala Harris got on TV crying and hysterical, saying, if I was ever honored enough to be the president, there would be no children in cages and there would be... Well, yeah, well, there are. What are you doing about it? I'm not going today. Because it's so funny that drug cartel and the human trafficking cartels are throwing five-year-old children over 13-foot fences to crash and burn on the other side and fend for yourself, kid. That's funny. What do you think would happen if Donald Trump laughed about that, huh? What do you think would happen? Do you think they would be equal and fair treatment where they would say, oh, it's just his mannerism, it's okay? No. It would be like evil ghoul laughs. And then you'd put it together with the human traffickers throwing the kids over the friggin' fence and say, this is what happened when Donald Trump saw what happened to the kids being thrown over the fence. Even though that's not true at all. That's exactly what you would have done. And unfortunately, the American people would have watched CNN and said, isn't that Trump terrible? He was shown a video of children being thrown over a 13-foot fence and laughed. It's time folks, you have to wake up. I hate to be the one to bring you the bad news, but you've got to get your heads out of your butts. And I'll tell you why you do, because your freedoms are being stolen, and they're being stolen quickly. And now these people are blatantly lying to you, and they think you're either too stupid or they don't care anymore. They're like the guy who's cheated 17 times, and his girlfriend keeps taking him back. So on the 18th time, he just says, I don't even know who that girl is. And he doesn't care if you believe him, because he knows you're still going to stay. He doesn't care if you believe him. I'm not offering you any proof. I'm just telling you I don't know the girl. I don't know how her number got in my phone. And I don't know how her underwear got in the back seat of my car. And the girl who's been cheated on 17 times says, okay. It's okay. I believe you. So after a while, you just say, I can lie to you with impunity. I can lie right to your face. You're not going to do anything about it. That's what the Democrat Party has become. They're lying straight to your face, and they figure you ain't going to do nothing about it. What are you going to do? Vote for Trump so we can call you a racist again? Please. They've taken away all your freedoms. And we had a woman on CNN, a doctor on CNN, literally say the quiet part out loud and say, summer's coming and spring is coming. If we don't get the people to take the vaccine very soon, they're just going to go back to their normal lives. We've got to stop that from happening and tell them you can't go back to your normal life unless you take this vaccine. Really? Well, that's very interesting. So you are advocating, telling someone they have to stick something in their arm that another qualified doctor has said is effective, but you have to be careful. Because if you've ever had COVID, even if you were asymptomatic and didn't even know it, and you take this vaccine, you're in danger. That's what he said. He said the reason is once you have COVID, it stays in your tissue. It's dormant. And it doesn't resurface. And eventually it does leave your system after 6 months or a year. But in the meantime, if you put that vaccine in your arm, it tries to attack it. And when it does that, it attacks your actual organs, and that's why you have a stroke and a heart attack. That's why people are having strokes and heart attacks, because they probably already had COVID, and they didn't know it. Or they had COVID, and you could get it again. Okay, well, then I guess I'll just take the vaccine. And then they're telling people blatant lies, like I heard people say, they've had this in the works for years, the vaccine. No, they haven't. Who told you that? The companies themselves said we did in 9 months what we didn't think we would be able to do in 3 years. If they already had it almost done, they would have said, we've been working on it for years, so we've been testing it for the last 5 or 6 months. We're fine. They didn't say that. I don't know where you got that information, but you were lied to. You have to quit believing the lies. And the minute it is shown that someone blatantly lied to you, not misquoted, not said something they thought was true, but literally flat out lied to you, you have to stop believing them. I mean, I could get on this radio show and tell you Joe Biden was on Epstein Island 700 times. It's not true. But if I say it loud enough, maybe some people will say, hey, did you hear what Marcus said? You hear about that Joe Biden guy? Apparently he was on Epstein's Island. See how that works? You can tell people anything. At some point, you have to be able to separate the truth from the lies, folks. And the truth is, my friend going into a Trader Joe's and being nice enough to wear a face shield just to placate people, being told you have to wear a mask or a red flag on your cart, that's a lie. Because there is no proof that a mask is any more than a face shield. He didn't walk in there with nothing on his face at all and spit on people's, produce. He was being conscientious, but it wasn't good enough. Because that evil carbon monoxide still manages to get out the bottom and the top, doesn't it? It would be better if humans just didn't breathe at all. And our wonderful planet would get cleaner. How many times have you heard some radical left-winger say, I know the pandemic was bad, but isn't the air so much purer? Isn't the water seeming so much – oh, I get it. And here we come up with some elections coming up, and all of a sudden there's other strains of it coming, folks. Stay in your homes. We may have to lock down everybody again. Vote now. Send in your ballot now. I mean, I'm exaggerating with that, but that's what it's going to get to. Oh, we need at least 9 months to let that person vote. Get your ID and vote. If you can go to Walmart, you can vote. What's more important, going to Walmart or choosing the next president of the United States? It's ludicrous. But the lies continue. Because I can't tell you how many people believe that Georgia has put a clamp down on early voting and absentee ballots. And, oh, it's very bad what they're doing. They're limiting the time that you have to vote. We have less time right here in New York, folks. Nobody's suggesting we pull the Baseball Hall of Fame out of Cooperstown. Because it's all a lie. But you'll believe it because you don't want to do that research. There might be something good on TV you're missing instead of looking up the Georgia law and asking yourself, is this really bad? That's why when you see these YouTube videos, when we go to colleges and people say, here's a quote. Do you think the person that made that quote, which is Donald Trump, is a horrible, racist, evil man? Yes, it's a terrible thing what he said. It's inexcusable. Anyone who would say that shouldn't be allowed to hold public office. Yeah, well, Joe Biden said that. And they look at you, oh, deer in the headlights. What? How come they didn't know that? Well, because the news never reported it, because it was not anything that anybody cared about. And because they believe that anything horrible, it had to be Donald Trump. Happens time and time and time again. You tell people that Planned Parenthood was formed by a woman, clearly said she was doing it to try to thin out the African-American race. And you know what the response is? Okay, maybe that's true, but now it's developed into something different. So regardless of who founded it, it's not that way now. Oh, really?
Why don't you go take a look at
the abortion rate between the Caucasians and African Americans? And maybe you'll come up with a different assumption. See if the caller is still there. Caller, are you there? No. Sometimes people just call to listen, and that's fine. Anyway, folks, please stop believing the lies. Do your own research. And if somebody lies to you consistently, you can't listen to them anymore.
The Biden administration
has lied to you over and over. They are not to be trusted. Anything that comes out of their mouth, double and triple check, folks, before your freedom is gone for good.
I want to